Welcome to Two Therapists Talking. The hope for this podcast is to talk about important issues related to couples and individuals who are struggling in their lives with many different issues. I'm David Thompson, a marriage and family therapist.
And I'm Sherry Christensen, marriage and family therapist. Please join us as we explore these issues together, and we hope you will learn and be enlightened along the way. Come find us at twotherapisttalking.com. If you like what you're hearing, please get on and rate us and subscribe to the podcast. Hi, and welcome back to Two Therapists Talking. I'm Sherry.
And I'm David.
And we are finishing up now our section on, we've done several episodes on intrusive thoughts and anxiety and getting rid of those, or learning how to move through them and accept them and retrain your brain so that they don't have the weight that they have had in your life.
Right.
And the sort of danger zones and everything that are going on in your brain. So this is fantastic, because again, it really applies to just about everything, and can really help us move into some healthier places, especially in this day and age where we're becoming so much more aware of trauma and anxiety and the ways that those types of things affect us. It's important for us not to swing too far and then see everything in our lives as dangerous and right. awful and traumatic.
Not helpful.
And all of that. Yes. So we have some 6 steps we talked about last time that we were going to cover, but we first want to just do a really quick additional, because we've just been talking about exposure therapies in the last episode and things you can do on your own. And we want to share one that's very useful and helpful.
Definitely. So exposure therapy, right? The idea is you expose yourself to little triggers or little stimuli in a mm-hmm. controlled way where you're safe, you feel safe, you know you're safe. And over time, that's how you feel about this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the exercises that I've had a lot of success with that I love, and this applies to everything. So you imagine like a trigger for addiction, a temptation or a crave or an urging,
mm-hmm.
Or you're impatient mm-hmm. or you're anxious with your boss. Whatever the situation is, this works the same, and it's really, really helpful. And so here's how it works. When you're in a good space, so you're not already triggered, don't do it then. That's not going to be very effective. It'll make it worse, probably. When you're in a good space, and so we've talked before about routines and, you know, a morning routine, for example, that would be a really good time, is you've just exercised and you have a little bit of time. Maybe you're going to practice mindfulness already. That's mm-hmm. perfect. Or you've prayed or you've studied. You're just in a good place.
Yeah.
That's a great time to practice this, but you'll take 2 or 3 or 4 minutes. It doesn't take very long, and you'll sit quietly and you will imagine, this is all through visualizing
mm-hmm.
because our brains are just so powerful at visualizing.
Yes.
So you'll imagine a triggering scenario or situation. And so let's say it's addiction or porn.
Mm-hmm.
Close your eyes. Imagine that maybe it's late at night, you're going through social media, you're on Instagram, or it can be just you're home alone, mm-hmm. you're bored. You imagine a scenario, but you only want to imagine it to the point that you start to feel those same trigger craving urges inside.
Yeah.
You're just trying to bring that up because we're in a controlled environment. If you were to open your eyes and look around, you are not actually in that
yes.
space. You're just imagining this, but we're not trying to imagine it to the point of it becomes out of control.
Yeah.
We're just trying to picture a scenario where you start to feel that same familiar feeling,
mm-hmm.
just like it can be anxiety talking to somebody. You imagine
right.
you're talking to this person, and you do this just to the point of you start to feel those triggers. And as soon as you feel those triggers, now you're going to shift in this visualization to where it ends perfectly, the way you would want it to end. You see yourself handling the situation wonderfully. If we go back to like the temptation example, you see yourself kind of smile and say, that's silly. You kind of blow it off. Nice
mm-hmm.
try. And you put the phone away, you hum a tune, you sing a song, you journal, you take a walk, you do anything else, but you see yourself feeling good about it. and it's a sense of accomplishment. So the two things that are really important are, number one, you feel the trigger.
Yeah.
Again, not to overwhelm me.
Right, right. A little bit.
Don't do it, you know, and come in and tell me, hey, you know what? I practiced this, but then I acted out.
Yeah.
Because it got too big and too strong. Okay. We need to worry about when you do it and how you do it, because that's not the point.
Right.
But you felt the trigger. That's the first thing that's important, is you do feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing is you handle it perfectly, just the way you would want to, even if you never have. This is why we're imagining this and visualizing this. But you see yourself just absolutely killing it and doing really well with it. And then you feel that sense of accomplishment or that good job.
Yes.
That's important to feel too. So mm-hmm. the first thing you feel is the trigger. The second thing you feel is the good job. And then you're done. Like that's the visualization is over. Good job.
Yeah.
But what happens, your brain is creating these artificial experiences, you could call it, where, and if you don't believe me, try this. In those triggering moments, it starts to feel more natural that you have these other options.
Yes.
You're no longer stuck if you're an addict in this, well, my options are do it now or do it later. And I'm really going to resist and fight and try to not do it now, which usually kind of means do it later. No, you have lots of other options. And if you visualize you doing really well in that moment, it'll feel like, oh yeah, I've been here before. I know how this works. You've actually created experiences in your brain.
You're creating new neural pathways.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's cool because you do it in a safe way. If you were to only try this when you're actually triggered or you're actually home alone or you're actually talking to this person or giving
it's
the talk,
it's,
it's hard to practice in the moment of distress or overwhelm. So you can imagine this ahead of time and do it in a controlled way where it's not overwhelming.
And it, you know, this goes to, you know, we're noticing all this research about, oh, you're, you know, you actually change the memory in your brain over time, right? Things like that happen. Like everybody will remember something different and you ask about it 5 years later, your brain actually remembers it differently based on other things, right?
Yep. Big and fish.
It's the same. Yeah, exactly. It was this big, but it's the same thing, right? It's you're actually creating, you know, these new neural pathways, these new memories of sort.
Yep.
And we have all kinds of research, you know, people have been using this in sports, they've been using it in music, they've been using it, you know, all of these high level professionals have been using this concept for decades to, practice in their mind what they're wanting to accomplish.
And it has real impact.
It has massive impact. They've studied it over and over and over again. So it's really, really amazing experience to be able to use it for, addiction. And I would even say for betrayal trauma.
Oh, for sure.
You can use it in those situations. Anything.
And it's really neat, like with addiction, for example, clients who do this, I tell them, do it twice a day, every day, in the morning and at night, following the rules.
Yeah, be really careful with it.
You imagine,
you're setting yourself up for success.
In 2 to 3 to 4 weeks, how many scenarios you've gone through now that ended well, and they come in and say, it just feels differently.
Yeah.
Now I get a trigger and I literally am kind of like, that's silly. No big deal. It doesn't mean anything. It's moving left in my brain, which is, doesn't matter. White noise, don't pay attention. Just like all these other meaningless thoughts that we can have. Instead of your brain moving it right, hey, pay attention, this is a big deal.
Uh-huh.
It's not a big deal. You're reprogramming your brain to make it not a big deal.
Right.
Which is pretty neat when it's something you can do anywhere, anytime, and not wait for the situation.
Yes, which is tricky, especially if you have someone who's not acting out like, you know, 5-6 times a day,
right?
Oh, it's only like every month or something like that. Well, then that means I only have once a month that I can practice this. But usually at that point, we aren't quite as cognizant yet of our underneath patterns. And so we haven't pulled those out enough to recognize it early enough.
Right.
Right. So then it's like, well, how do I practice this? How do I do better? And so I love this. I'm so glad you brought it up. It's always good to remember things.
Exposure therapy, one of my favorite tools.
Yeah.
It sounds scary, exposure therapy, but it's not bad.
But do it in a great environment. You know, just set yourself up for success, right? And it can be incredibly powerful moving forward.
It really can. So try it, practice.
Yes. Try it, practice it. Do it with whatever it is that you're struggling with. Whether it's addiction or it's anxiety around a social situation or, you know, any of those things, start practicing that twice a day.
I love it. I think that's good.
So let's go on to our six steps.
Six steps
that you can do.
So after listening to all these episodes,
I know,
if you still struggle with intrusive unwanted thoughts, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, like, goodness. It's just the tools. Practice. We just got to have the practice.
Yep.
And we're introducing all these tools, and then you get an opportunity to practice those and take them to your therapist as well as you're working through them. And if you're still finding some stuck spots, it may just be a little, I don't quite understand this part right, or I need a little bit more information around here, or I just need more practice.
Yeah.
So first step is to recognize. So we actually want to pause. We want to label it for what it is, that it's an intrusive thought that has caught my attention, right?
Yep.
It's a thought that came through. It's an intrusive thought that came through that I just reached out and grabbed onto and I'm holding it, have created ownership over it.
Right. Just an intrusive thought.
Yeah.
Which is actually the second step.
Get ahead here. Just
thoughts.
A thought.
Okay. First step, recognize. Second step, just thoughts.
Name it. Yep. Recognize and name it. It's just a thought.
Just a thought. This is where you remind yourself they're harmless, these thoughts. They're involuntary. They're not a reflection of who you are.
Yes.
They don't need your attention. Because how often, we've talked about this, do you judge it? You're critical of it. But then this is, again, telling your brain, hey, pay attention to this. I don't want to be a bad person.
Yes.
I don't want to be a... And so if I had this thought, what does it mean? And
mm-hmm.
and now we're just giving it way too much. They're just thoughts. They're meaningless.
Yeah.
Just I can jump off that ledge.
Like, yes, that doesn't mean you're suicidal. And it doesn't mean that, you know, depression is way worse than you actually thought it was. You know, it's like, oh, nope. Yep. That's
just a thought.
It's just a thought. Not a big deal. Don't need the attention. Then the next step, the third step, is to accept and allow. Just let it exist without trying to fight with it or reason with it or distract yourself from it.
Right.
The elephant is, there's not an elephant, you know, there's not an elephant in the room. Just, oh, hi, you're here. You're there. You exist. It's fine. It's the resistance that gives it the power.
Right.
That gives it the attention.
Right.
And just, oh, yep. That's what takes all that power away.
The acceptance again is just so important here.
Mm-hmm.
Resist and it persists.
Yep.
Accept and it goes away.
Goes away.
A good phrase for that.
Does something. Starts with an A that goes means
accept
go away.
And yeah.
Yeah. And so that acceptance and then the labeling it for what it is, it's just there. It's not a big deal. So that leads into the next one, which is to float and feel.
Float and feel.
See? There you go.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah. You just allow yourself to ground in the present moment and you shift, use your senses, right? That's a present moment.
Grounding,
to shift into what, from what if to what is. So like, oh my gosh, the thing in that, what? And it's, oh no, okay, I'm here. I can feel myself sitting in the chair. I can feel the air on my face. I can see this. I can, you know, so just kind of ground into What is going on?
Which is think of this great reminder, if you're stuck in fear, is to tell yourself to shift from what if to what is.
Yes.
It's just a really simple phrase to remember it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we do that all the time, even with like, even when we're doing trauma clearing work, like in ART or EMDR.
Right.
Like if someone gets too much into that or they start going into panic or something, that's what we do. We ground them back. Okay, we're going to pause this for a minute. We're going to ground you back in where it is. Like, yep. I'm here. I'm with you. This is like who I am. This is where I am, right? So it's really cool. Like you're using on yourself really important therapeutic techniques that we use in therapy, right, with clients that are having major panic attacks and different things.
Right.
So... something you can do at home.
Step five is just time passes. Don't rush or check whether the process is working. Let the thought pass on its own. And it will, by the way.
It totally does.
We have a fear that maybe we'll get stuck in it forever.
Uh-huh.
You won't, because your brain's just doing its thing, and and you won't. So you trust it, and so don't rush. The process is working. The thought will pass.
Yeah.
And so time
and don't passes. Keep checking. That's the that's the one I'm like, is it over? Do I feel it? Do I feel it? Is it like, is it working? Is it working? Right. Whenever you're going through something, so just let it go. Like, don't worry about it.
Just let it go.
Let the time pass. Let the time go, and not really pay attention. You know, if it's like, and one of the things that can be helpful is just to think through, like, okay, if this is still an issue tomorrow, you know, then I'll revisit. Yep. I'm not going to check on this until tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because of course, at that point, you know, of course you're not thinking about it. Yeah. Right. But it's because you didn't keep checking in on it. And so just kind of being able to put like a number away, oh, if, you know, at the end of the day or, you know, whatever, if I'm still thinking about this, tomorrow's better because, you know, then you're not, oh, did I check on that? Now I'm worrying about it before I go to bed.
Yep.
But just tomorrow, if it's still a thing tomorrow, then, you know, I'll look at it again or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the last step, step six, is just to proceed. Just keep moving forward. It's fine if the thought's floating there in the background, right? We've already accepted it. We've already named it. It's an intrusive thought that's just showing up. So we're just going to move on with our lives and allow it to do whatever it's going to do. But I'm going to do this. I'm moving on. I'm not going to let that stop me in my tracks and take over.
It's not going to stop you.
Yeah. So, and again, with a lot of those things, if you're being really careful around some of the emotional traps that can get you stuck and continue spinning you, like doubt, shame, or urgency. Like, I've got to take care of this now because if I don't, then right? So then that moves you into some of those overanalyzing or trying to get into reassurance-seeking conversations, either with other people or even with yourself, kind of getting some false comfort, right? That's just going to keep the anxiety there and reinforce it. So you want to disengage. Don't open the, you know, the thought, the email, right? In your brain. We kind of talked a little bit about that, I think. You just don't open the spam email. You just delete it, move on.
Exactly.
So.
So overall, bigger picture summary of this whole process. Just think of it like when you stop treating these unwanted thoughts as significant or threatening or dangerous, they will become
insignificant, less non-threatening, insignificant,
even boring,
not dangerous. Yes.
Yeah. It takes time to settle in, but once it happens, you'll find, especially with like these exposure therapies or the visualizing, your focus will shift naturally toward the actual meaningful, real parts of life. That's the point. That's the goal.
That's what we want. And yes, there are situations where you might need professional help and medication.
Right.
There, you know, this isn't like this will automatically fix everything, right? There are situations where you need additional support. However, even in those situations where it is very extreme and you need additional support, these are still really critical tools.
Right, because you're not in therapy all day, every day.
Yes.
That's not the point.
You want to keep doing those things.
Yep.
And as you get really good at these things, if you're noticing, hey, it is still a lot, you may need some extra help or support with some medication. So, you know, we don't want to just throw that out there and be like, oh, here's the thing that will perfectly fix
everything. Panacea.
Yeah. So you're not alone. Your thoughts are not what define you. And you can actually train your brain to focus on what you really want and what's really important to you. And you can break free from those thoughts that don't matter.
You really can. And don't feel bad if it's like, oh, this is going to take a while and lots of practice and lots of, it's That's good life. Work. It's the best work. It's your work. I don't know how you can love yourself more than doing work like this that improves the quality of your life. So lean into it, take it seriously, want to do it, love it.
And that's it.
That's it. We hope this was helpful.
I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to Two Therapists Talking. We look forward to sharing more conversations with you. Connect with us at twotherapisttalking.com or email podcast@twotherapisttalking.com. If you like what you're hearing, please get on and rate us and subscribe to the podcast.